Well, folks, Tony Lombardi is sitting across from me, and he has a smile on his face, and it hasn't left there for at least 20 minutes. We have ordered quite a few dishes here at Willie's. I can't believe that we have two more dishes coming. Nick, the GM here, is sitting with us, and he's just tasting this Pinot Noir for the first time. Do we have your approval, sir?
Absolutely. This wine's beautiful. All your wines are really nice. There's a balance to all of them, and there's this acid core backbone that really holds the fruit up really well and makes them really pair well with food. Something I always look for, not only for the restaurant when we're looking for wines for the list, but for myself. Like, I want to have the wines with food, and so all your wines are very food friendly, and this is a beautiful wine.
I think you just mentioned another dish which is a favorite of mine, which will add to this wine. Tony has the lamb coming. Tony, are you going to share that lamb, or are you going to make us take another order of lamb?
The lamb's mine, but the barbecue riblets are yours.
Well, that takes the suspense out of it. Nick, tell us about the riblets and the lamb.
Yeah, ribs, again, another one of my favorites. Really nice. They're riblets. They're baby back ribs. We split down the middle, so they're smaller pieces. We brine them, we braise them, and then we saute them with chili sauce. That's just super flavorful. A bunch of different kinds of chilies, orange, onion, garlic. A lot of stuff goes into this dish. You know, the end result is, they're fall off the bone. They have this nice kind of sauce coating on the outside, and I think would be nice with these wines. The lamb, delicious. It's a leg lamb. We marinate it in a mint chutney and then grill it, finish it with a sweet soy and an herb salad. It's got bell pepper, pine nuts, cilantro, parsley, olive oil.
Well, Nick described these two dishes just absolutely perfectly. When I talk about the riblets and you talk about that savoriness, that depth of flavor, but with the sauce and all that kind of smoke integrated in a way with the way they treated this meat, this juicy ranch perfectly goes with this dish in my mind, and I hope, in my humble opinion, that it just matches well and it just accents and accentuates and enhances this dish for a most enjoyable experience. The racy, juicy, red-fruited Russian River Valley vineyard that I get this fruit from an old family, juicy family that has been in the Forestville area since the 1880s, and in fact farmed my mom's apples and her 2-acre apple trees in Sebastopol for the last 40 years, where they've pruned the trees, tilled the orchard, and burned the pile. I mean, this family produces great fruit, and I'm lucky to make 3 barrels of this wine that I just love and I think does really well with this dish.
I think you should take this wine off the market, because 3 barrels is only enough for you and I and Nick. We'll move on to our next wine. Nick, thank you, sir.
Of course, thank you.